I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good? What's cracking? How y'all feeling? It is another week with your boy Chill Out P, and I'm here with my brother, as always, my guy, Mister.
You're qualified. What's the word? What's going on?
How you feeling, bro?
Good, bro. Can't complain, man. A lot of good music. We've been on this music tear, so I feel like I've been getting in my music bag as of late. But yeah.
No, for sure. Shit, I ain't got no complaints, bro. It's been a decent week. But yeah, like you said, anyway, we have been in this music bag for a minute, and we are back with another two-part album review. We got Tone Stiff, and we got Tizo Touchdown.
Yeah. Tone Project was more like a EP, so we can go ahead and get that out the way first. Only 7 tracks, but track one, how's you feeling, bro?
Smoking in the Park, Paradise. It was a vibe. It was chill, smooth, John. It was a download.
Same. I've been listening to Tone Stiff for a while now. I'll say a few years, and pre-COVID. So I would say I had like somewhat of an expectation or assumption of what he would sound like, and this is it. So it was a download for me.
Yeah, I've heard Tone Stiff. I'm not a Tone Stiff fan. I'm not gonna say I'm a Tone Stiff fan. Like, usually I don't really like Tone Stiff is one of those artists that I feel like I've said this on the pod before, but I'm not sure. I'm weird with tones. So like certain artists, I'm gonna like your tone in certain pockets, and other pockets, I'm not gonna like that shit at all. Like, turn that shit off. I don't wanna hear that artist. So Tone Stiff is one of those artists for me. Like, I like him when he's in certain bags and other bags. Yeah, I'm cool.
That's valid. That's a really valid assessment, for sure. I think we'll get into that some more. What'd you feel about track two? I already had it saved. It was one of the singles. So, I fucked with it. But
it was a 90s vibe, but sample hard. Down low, really do be like girls like them that fuck it up type shit, you know?
No, honestly, truly.
Really.
Track three. What I will say about these first three tracks is I felt like they blended together like really, really well. Like, as an opening to the project for me, it was like, oh, this, I haven't felt like a stop or like strong like halt in like the vibe, you know, since it started. So track three was a vibe for me as well. I feel like that's one of them pockets that that fits him. I wouldn't call him a crooner. But I mean, he can dabble in this pocket, I guess. So it was a vibe. I rocked with it.
Yeah, track three for me was actually not a vibe. It was cool. It sounded like another song to me, and I liked the other song better. Couldn't remember what song it was, but it sounded just like another song that I've heard before. His rap was cool, but yeah, it wasn't a download for me.
Valid. Fair enough. Number four, Reposado.
That's that pop and B shit. I'm cool. That was Trey Songz vibes. I'm good.
You know, I couldn't put my finger on it, but that's it. And it wasn't the vibe for me. I was just like, I literally found myself like trying to like force myself to like it because I liked the other three songs type shit. But it wasn't, it didn't do it. It didn't do it. That was skip for me.
Next song, Whoa. I feel like Whoa was fire. It was a download for me.
Whoa was surprisingly fire. Like, I didn't expect Whoa to be as good as it was. I didn't expect to like it as much, but agreed. Fire.
Yeah. And then same for Stamina. I thought that was fire. Freak bitch, when I'm not there, do you pretend? Running when I call you, coming when I call you. Fire. I mean, come on now.
The skit was the icing on the cake too, I believe, at the end.
Yeah, that shit was nice.
Yeah. Skit was nice. 7, final track. Lonely. I mean, it was cool. Like, it was a nice vibe. It ain't really grabbed me though. It was like in the midst of this project, I expect this vibe, so it's cool, but it ain't really do nothing for me.
I wasn't feeling this one. I ain't downloaded. But I can see like other people potentially liking it. Like, I can see other people like vibing to it. It's one of those type of songs. Overall, this project also kind of remind me of Usher. Like I feel like he fits that pocket very well. Like he can slide into that pop and B, that R&B, singy, dancey type of vibe. Yeah. But he also got the potential to go sexual type shit too, like as we see in this you know, little project.
I guess I feel like that. I feel like that should be his lane. I'm kind of with you. I don't know how I feel about him in the pop and B scene. I mean, I guess it's easy to kind of blur those lines and do both, but I don't know. That scene really ain't for everybody.
I mean, I understand that pop sells more, and that's why I think a lot of artists slide into the pop realm or try to go into the pop realm trying to make money, which is cool, but sometimes it's like that art shit is way better. Like, if you just make fire-ass R&B and you just known for being the nigga that make fire-ass R&B and you make your decent amount of cheese off of that, just know how to manage your money, you be straight. I mean, shit, I don't feel like Isley Brothers and niggas like that was always lit, you feel me? Like, they wasn't always rich. They had to, you know, get fucked over at some point throughout, you know, history and shit like that. But they got they own their shit now. They still singing them hits and shit like that. They still, you know, kept their integrity and everything, so shit. That was a wild comparison, but yeah.
It really was. But I mean, hopefully the people followed. I get it. I understand. But yeah, bro, it's kind of hard. Like, so with a seven song project, I just feel like the scale is all types of skewed.
I'm not skewing the project.
I like not that there's a reason to skew it necessarily, but it just feel like seven is it feels like a small sample size for a scale of 10. Like the odds are against you, I guess, in a way. With that being said, I liked 5 out of 7. Did I dislike these songs for real? For real, I could do without
like 5 out of 7. Goddamn,
yeah,
you liking too much shit, brother. No,
you got at least have 4 out of 7 on this one.
I probably got like 4, but like it's like 3.5 type shit.
I can see you half liking the song.
Smoking in the Park for sure. Whoa, Stamina. Girls Like You is kind of like a half. Because I like Girls Like You, but it's like, I could do without it too. And go just, you know, 1, 6, and what, 5?
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, the only... What else is... Oh, well, Whoa, Stamina, and then... The first three, yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, overall as a project, though, it's like a solid 6, 6.5.
I can see why you would say that. I probably would say 7. I can see why you would say 6.5, though. I get it.
What you gonna do?
Honestly, bro, I don't really know if it even mattered. Like, at this point, for an artist like him, respectfully, like, the 6.5 or 7 don't...
It don't really move.
It don't really matter. It don't really change much. Ultimately, like, it's a solid project, small sample size. It don't feel like an album, so it's really hard to kind of like look at it in that way.
Yeah.
So,
if y'all know who Tone Stiff is, this is a nice little sample size of, you know, an introduction of who he is. That's really all it is, though. Like, you can take your few off of here and then keep it pushing and wait for the next project.
Yeah, that's about it. That's kind of where he's at. What kind of career do you think he could have?
I think he have a decent career. I mean, a lot of these artists are, you know, having second careers and shit like that by, you know, just falling into the writer space and everything once they, you know, get their few out the way. So yeah. I feel like even if he doesn't have a long artist career, he could still have a long writing career or a long dancing career or a long, you know, background singer career, whatever realm he wants to go into. I think he has the potential. He doesn't have a bad name. I haven't heard anything crazy about him on the internet. No women have came out and said anything about him. So as long as he keeps, you know, the good public eye, shit, he good.
I feel that. I mean, yeah, I don't think he... It's hard. I would be a little bit surprised, I guess, if he was to become like a real kind of like star in R&B. Like, I don't see him having like a rise like Giveon did. I don't see that happening.
It depends, because ain't he somehow connected to Drake? Like, ain't he signed to...
I don't know if he's connected to Drake. I think he's under the same management as, like, her. As far as, like, artist affiliation and, like, label stuff, I don't really know where he falls with that.
But anyway, we got Tone Stiff's 7-track EP. It was a decent project. Like we said, if you like Tone, you know, listen to it. If you don't know who Tone is, listen to it. Tone Stiff, that is. If you're not sure who that is, you know, go ahead and take a gander.
That's gonna be the title of this check-in, bro. I swear. But yeah, anyway, so the next album we're gonna get into, Tizo Touchdown. Yeah, we was talking about him a little bit before we started recording, but yeah, I didn't become familiar with Tizo until the song with Don Toliver. For y'all that don't know, that's luckily I'm having. But but I remember him coming up when, like, he got the Drake co-sign, like that happened like a couple weeks back, something like that, if you will. Or at least the Drake praise, like, you know, about his music. But yeah, I think is this his debut? Like studio debut?
I think like studio debut.
Okay.
Because he had a yellow project that came up. And he also did like music videos for like a solid year where he was just dropping like music videos and like little leaks. And I first heard him with that I'm Just a Fan shit that was floating around TikTok for like a solid year, maybe. But yeah, like I heard him floating around on different people's albums, Yachty, Trippy. Don. Shit, he's been on other people besides that too. Paris, Texas. He's on there shit. My bad. You know, I get into different music bags. Yeah.
I feel like I heard that name though.
Paris, Texas Hard. Paris, Texas Hard.
Yeah. But yeah, interesting. Very interesting and different project. I'll save my like synopsis for the end, of course, but. Yeah.
Alternative project. This is not R&B. This is not hip hop. It says alternative on the album.
And it means that. It definitely do mean that. Okay. First track. Okay.
Okay. Flow Tough. I'm cool though. I'm good. I'm straight. I don't need it. The guitar and rock influence is real heavy. I'm cool on too much of the heavy rock influence. Like I like the guitar. I love the guitar actually. But when it's the rock way, I'm cool.
I feel that. I basically said the same. I said wasn't a huge fan of the track, but the flow did grow on me. But ultimately just wasn't the save because like outside of the album, I'm not going to that song. So
for sure. Another thing though. Hook God.
Yeah.
Hook God. Like the hook catchy, his show probably crazy. That's another thing I took from the first track. Like his show probably nuts because the hook wild.
Yeah, I can see that too. Could definitely see that too. Track two. I ain't gonna lie. So I heard this one before I heard the album.
Same.
And I liked it then. Within the album, like hearing it again, like this is probably my favorite track off the album. I'm not gonna lie. Like I got other songs I like, but like. I was already rocking with the like first part, like that alternative kind of like rap. Like it's a little weird at first, but like I was kind of rocking with the flow. Then when the beat switch came, I was like, oh, did not know he was gonna take this here. And then like he really spazzed there too. Like that melodic type of bag. Definitely a fan of that. So yeah, I was a really big fan of track two, actually.
Yeah, the Pity Pat flow is intriguing. In the beginning, like pity pat, but the switch was great. I like that part. It was a download for me.
Yeah, same. Track three.
Is a better song than you thought to me. Like,
interesting.
I was surprised you said you thought it's your like probably your favorite shit. Was a hit to me. That shit's just amazing. Yeah, that was a download for me.
So I'm not a huge fan of the rock sound. I feel like we've been saying this, but I did enjoy the song. I don't personally feel like it's a better song, but I did enjoy the song. But it also fell into that category where I feel like I'm not listening to it outside of the album. And that was the only reason that I hesitated to download it, because I felt like unless I'm going to play this album, I don't see me going to look for this song. But it would be like a half for me. Like, definitely a good song for sure.
Sweet. It's a cool song. It's cute. I fuck with it. Fouché fit perfectly on this motherfucker. Downloaded it.
Yeah. Cute is an accurate word for it. Yeah. Definitely gave like the cute vibes. Could go on a couple playlists for me as a download. Yeah.
Impossible. This is a scary movie flow. I don't really care for it. It was a skip for me from a minute to from 1:50 on out to the rest of the song. Should have just used that flow the whole time. Because like the ending flow is nice.
Yeah. I like the message of the song. I couldn't really get into the vibe of it. I could understand if it wasn't a skip for somebody, but it was a skip for me.
Yeah. Next song, Neighborhood. I don't know why, but this felt like Baby Keem flow.
Interesting.
Yeah, like it was giving Baby Keem. It's boo. I like the, it's cool. I like the idea of, you know, neighbor, like the metaphor he was using to throughout the whole song. And then at the end of the song, you know, it's the homeless person getting killed. Like, it's fire. Like the way he told the story, the way he went about it was fire. So yeah. I fuck with it.
I found myself vibing. It was a download. Yeah. Mood Swings. It was a skip for me. This wasn't my vibe
personally. Mood Swings was a vibe for me. It was cool, doo-wop, funk vibes. I downloaded it.
Interesting. Okay. Too Easy.
The call and response rock shit in the beginning of the song. Trash. But the second part of that song, amazing.
Listen, so this is what I have. I said was not feeling the first half of the song at all, but I think I did end up rocking with it. I don't know if the transition aspect of it is as good as track two to me, or as a song as a whole, if it's as good as track two. But if I did save it, I don't know if I would want to listen to the first half of it at all. Like, I would only want to hear the second part of the song. So I feel like that's like a half kind of download, but I feel really strongly about, like, whatever I feel about the song is about the second part of the song type.
I got Diamonds Dancing downloaded in my phone, and I only listen to the last 45 seconds every time. I'm not ashamed.
It's necessary. It's necessary.
Familiarity. Think I pronounced that right?
Yes.
Anyway, that was one of the singles that was out before the album dropped. I liked it. It was a download, and it was one of those you could relate to, sing along to type shit.
Yeah, I said not a bad song, catchy hook. Since I say this about a lot of songs on the album in terms of not knowing if I will listen to it outside of it, I don't know if I can really count that as a knock, but good song. Catchy hook, like you said, hook guy. I Don't Think You See Me, track 10.
It's a vibe. I downloaded it.
Same. Yeah, literally said that. More of My Speed vibe. Yeah, download. Daddy Mama Drama, track 11.
Daddy Mama Drama might be the best song on this album. I liked it. I fuck with the apple doesn't fall from the tree metaphor. It gave Rory from Atlanta. You know, Black Rory from Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah, it gave that type of vibes for this song. It was good. Download.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt like a continuation to me somewhat from the previous track. The rock elements always kind of throw me just a little bit, but I still vibe with it. So definitely was a download.
New Night, I liked it. It was a download.
The song was cool. I didn't feel like it made a super strong impression on me. So for that reason, it wasn't initially a download. Could definitely see how it would be for somebody, though. I wouldn't call it a skip.
Yeah. Stranger was High School Musical vibes, but I downloaded it. It gave, like, it also had, like, the Owl City vocal effects on it. You would not believe your eye. Like that shit. He played with that shit a little bit.
Yeah.
That shit was cool. So I downloaded it.
It grew on me. I ended up downloading it.
Yeah. The original was better. It was a good outro. I like the first beat switch. Wasn't too much into the super techno sounds like once those came in. But overall, the song was still tough. So I downloaded it. It's just that techno switch that threw me for like the little 5 seconds that is on there, and then shit, the rest of the song good.
It was a skip for me. It was a skip for me. Yeah. Okay. 14 songs. How many did you have, or do you have?
Tizo, Touchdown. How Do You Sleep at Night? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, dos. I had 12.
Interesting. I have 9.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had 6 originally.
Man, shit, that still would make sense. I'm into more weird music than you are.
This is true. Thoughts?
I get why Drake would call this some of the best music that he's had. Tizo makes a lot of vocal decisions that most artists wouldn't make. He takes a lot of chances and risks with his music that if he had a better voice, niggas would be amazed by. You know what I'm saying? But because he doesn't have a better voice, it's still like respectable and respectful. The fact that he's taking the chance and taking the risk is like, oh shit, nigga, you making some fire shit. If you was to get this to Ariana Grande or something like that, or you know, you never know, and take some of the rock elements out of these songs, but keep the song there, like this shit is fire. So for me, it's like, I've seen a lot of these songs like more in a theater sense, more performative. Like, all right, like he on the stage, I know what Tizo look like. He give off rock star, you know, turn up Trippy Red type, you know, like party Cardi type. Man. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That's why I was like, yeah, I fuck with some of the shit. So some of the shit you were saying, like the rock elements take you up for sure. Some of that shit definitely took me up, but some of that shit is like, all right, it ain't too much. Like, you still got some funk, or you still got some R&B soul vibes in this motherfucker too. And shit, we created rock and roll, so some of those elements got to be mixed in.
I feel that. Definitely respect that. What I said as I was listening to this album was, this might sound a little bit crazy. Tizo Touchdown is who you get when you combine Trippie Redd and Ty Dolla $ign with a splash of Lil Uzi Vert.
That's a weird combination of names.
It is. But those are the elements in the art.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's just a weird combination of niggas, but I get it.
Very, very weird. But like from a music perspective, I guess... Yeah, that was my thing. Like, I don't dislike the album. I just feel like it's not my vibe. Like, if it was somebody that was really on alternative music, I'd be like, you should check this album out. Like, I think you'd enjoy it. Like, I just didn't enjoy it because I'm not going to necessarily run and listen to alternative. So I feel like I took the R&B elements, like the, you know, soul elements, you know, that I liked. And those were the songs that stuck out to me. But, I don't know what to put. I don't know how to put my finger on what to call it. And maybe that's why I don't know like how I feel about it per se. But it's very interesting music. And I mean that in a complimentary way. I don't know how I don't know how I'm gonna get my rating, to be honest. But
well,
I respect
you give
it.
A rating, you give a rating and I give a rating. And then we just have two different ratings for this album. Since you just gave your kind of disclaimer type shit on like how you feel about it.
Oh yeah, but I'm also saying that like, but I wouldn't rank the album. I probably would give personally, I would probably give the album a 7.5.
No, that's what I was thinking. So we good.
Yeah. Like, this is not a bad album to me. Like, and that's the thing. Like, just because the songs, the amount of songs I saved might have made it seem like that. But nah, it's just it's a different listen for sure. But good album, though. Like, good project. Like, definitely a project that has, I think it has replay value for everybody. Like, it has something for a little, like, for everybody. So in that regard, it's like, I think that's also kind of rare too. But
yeah, no, for sure, man. Even with me downloading more songs, like, I ain't sitting around riding around all this shit at the same time. But like, it's like I download songs because I fuck with them, and like, if they pop on type shit, I might take a listen. I might skip that motherfucker, but it's in my phone type shit. So if I wanna listen to it, I can go to my library and just pull that bitch straight up, or I could be like, hey Siri, play da da da. Or, you know, whatever the fuck. Like, it could just come on in a rotation if I just got that bitch on shuffle. Sorry I'm cussing so much. But I don't really get no fuck at the same time. But, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, man, that's been this quick check-in. Two, like, really decent projects. So definitely take the time to go listen if y'all haven't. If y'all have, let us know y'all thoughts. Do y'all agree with our ratings? Did y'all think they were better, worse? Let us know. Yeah, but until next time, we'll catch y'all. Peace.